In her office at Oblenis, a small hospital in the college town of Athens, Ohio, Leanne Dickerson opens a cardboard box about the size of a lunchbox.
So basically the kit comes with a lot of information, and there's all this paperwork with it.
This is a rape kit, and for how important it is, it's really simple. Just a bunch of paper. There's step-by-step instructions, questions to ask the patient, bags to collect clothes, and several cotton swabs for collecting DNA. Dickerson, director of emergency services here, says it's just like CSI.
DNA evidence, honey, if we can catch that, you can see it in the news these days. If somebody's been kissed a certain place, they can do dry swabs to catch that DNA.
A rape kit is designed to be completed by a nurse with minimal or no training. But research funded by the Department of Justice found that the chances of getting a prosecution increase when a kit is completed by a nurse who's undergone a specialized 40-hour training. This training is called Sexual Assault Nurse Examiner, or SANE training. But the Oblenis Hospital doesn't have a SANE trained nurse on staff 24 hours a day. Today, they have 5 nurses with this training. That's an improvement from a few years ago when they had just 1 or 2.
It was just obviously they had no idea what they were doing.
That's Kate Hogan. 4 years ago, Hogan was 24 years old and living in Athens after college. One morning, after a night of drinking with friends, she awoke in her bed and everything hurt.
All my clothes were everywhere. There was blood up and down my legs and my arms.
Hogan knew she had been raped. The next day, she went to the Oblenis Hospital.
And so you go to the hospital, these people who are supposed to be the professionals, and it was just very like, oh, you're training.
The nurse who performed her rape kit was not SANE trained, though the hospital says she did undergo a much more basic training. Hogan remembers a staff member came into the room, placed a kit on the counter, and told the nurse to just follow the checklist. But it wasn't that straightforward. The nurse asked Hogan, had contraception been used?
Essentially, to clarify, I went like a condom, because I didn't know if they meant if I was on birth control currently.
That one word swayed the investigation.
Like, apparently the whole police department didn't want to investigate because they wrote down condom for contraceptive.
The Athens Police Department dropped Hogan's case. SANE trained nurse Allison Rarko says this is why their training is so important.
We know how to collect the evidence. We know how to document the importance of not having two swabs touch each other.
In Ohio, SANE trained nurses have increased in the last few years, but their numbers are still lagging in rural areas where just one may serve several counties.
Again, I think the challenge is a lot of hospitals don't know how to set up a program, and then, you know, is it cost effective to maintain that program?
Like many states, Ohio will reimburse hospitals for the cost of SANE training, but that's often several hours away. And the high rate of burnout makes it a challenge to keep these nurses on staff, even in a college town like Athens. Eventually, Kate Hogan contacted the county prosecutor because she knew her attacker was still out there.
I could not be complicit in another woman's rape.
He agreed to reopen her case, and despite the flawed evidence, Hogan's attacker, a serial rapist, was charged with sexual battery. It took the testimonies of 3 other victims to put him away for 5 years. Esther Honig, Side Effects Public Media.